court decision. Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says that his department is working very hard to deal with the issues surrounding South Africa's porous borders. Motsoaledi say they are working to correct this with the implementation of the Border Management Authority, which has been in the making since 2013. The legislation is being finalized. And lastly, pupils from Ferndale High School paying tribute to the 16-year-old Gilebogile, who had an epileptic seizure and fell to his death from the third-floor balcony of the school's building last week. Officials who attended the memorial include the Gauteng Education Department MEC, Panyaza Lesufi, who is set to address pupils at the service and bid farewell to their classmate. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 14 rand 86 cents to the US dollar, 19 rand 37 cents to the euro. One British pound will cost you 16 rand 11 cents. Gold is selling at $1,576.75 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is mostly sunny, with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 28 degrees and expected low of 16 degrees. Recapping your top stories this hour, unions to appeal SAA retrenchment ruling. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Machuola. More news updates to follow at 4:30.
UJFM Traffic.
It's just gone 3 minutes after the 16th hour of the day. That means we have jumped into the second hour of the UJFM Drive. We are about to give you your traffic update, and this is how it goes. Starting off in Bramfontein on the M1 southbound, there is apparently an obstruction causing some queuing traffic between Sandton and the Crown Interchange. And also in Kempton Park on the R21 northbound this time, a stationary vehicle will be found just near the Atlas Road exit. It's causing queuing traffic. And again in Limborough Park on the N3 southbound, a stationary vehicle is there just before the Marlborough Drive exit. It's causing some slow-moving traffic. And in Sonneklans on President Foshia Drive, roadworks are happening, causing some traffic restrictions just near the Wit Doering Road. It's causing some queuing traffic. Please do approach with caution. And in Clayville on Olifantsfontein Road on the eastbound, another obstruction is causing some heavy moving traffic towards the M57 Pretoria Road. The second last update that I have for you is in Diepsloot. Apparently, that area is experiencing some wet weather.